Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Get used to the haze. The Canadian wildfire smoke is staying around for a few days. Let's get the latest live with AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Yeah, and it's prompted an air quality alert for much of the tri-state, certainly for the city, Nassau County, for the Hudson Valley and Connecticut suburbs through midnight tonight. And that wildfire smoke could impact our air quality all the way up into Thursdays. There's nothing to really leach it out of the system or push it out of the area. You know, it's recommended that, you know, when possible, you avoid strenuous outdoor activities, you know, especially those with maybe heart disease or respiratory diseases over at least the next 24 hours and maybe even into the day Thursday before we expect cleaner air to move back into the tri-state as we wrap up the work week and head into the weekend.
Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest weather info. We'll get you through. Updating a story we told you about here on 1010 Winds, the Scarsdale High School graduate who was detained by ICE after a routine hearing has been freed after a public outcry. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck has a story in this live report from Lower Manhattan.
And an emotional reunion as well, as a 20-year-old Yeonsu Go met up with her mother after walking out of 26 Federal Plaza after being detained for 5 days. Again, finally walking out about 8 last night. Her mother crying there. You can hear the sound from PIX 11. Now, Homeland Security had been saying even as late as Sunday night that they detained Go because her visa had expired 2 years ago. But now she is back home with her mother in Scarsdale. Didn't have a lot to say as she walked out last night, but also said this to PIX 11.
Everything just feels surreal. I don't think the reality hit me yet.
Now, a spokesman for her family saying they believe she'll be able to go ahead and go back to classes at Purdue, where she's attending university. And Go's lawyer is insisting still that her visa valid through December, and they were working on paperwork. They still don't understand why any of this happened in the first place. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Lower Manhattan.
Safety measure, parking nightmare, or both? City Council looking at a proposal that would ban parking within 20 feet of crosswalks at all intersections. Supporters say the so-called daylighting bill will improve visibility and safety for drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists. Critics, like Staten Island Borough President Vito Fisella, though, say it'll remove 300,000 parking spaces and cost billions to implement.
To come along and say we're going to have this big one-size-fits-all approach to eliminate spots everywhere is just a big mistake, and it's going to hurt a lot of people.
He says it's better to focus on specific problem spots.
I can tell you, as someone who used to represent Bay Ridge and places in Brooklyn, parking was always a big issue. It's going to get worse with this proposal. And I just don't subscribe to the one-size-fits-all approach. If there are intersections in the city that require elimination of parking due to safety, then fine.
Councilmember Julie Wan, though, tells 1010 Winds daylighting is already the law in 43 states, including all of New York except the city. She says while parking is difficult, saving the lives of drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists outweighs the cost and access issues. Tragedy and questions in the Bronx today after a one-year-old girl drowned in the pool at a home daycare.
Heartbreak and shock because this one-year-old girl lived right around the corner from the home daycare. Edward Showman lives next door to the daycare. His neighbor heard screams and saw the child in the pool and ran over.
And by the time he got there, he was administered CPR and he called the police while the people supposed to watch the kid. We're still inside.
Pictures of the one-year-old girl line the front of the child's home, where the mother would not talk to reporters. She only said she wants justice. The baby's aunt says the daycare was negligent. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Unionport.
State Office of Children and Family Services says the safety and well-being of all children in its licensed daycare centers is its top priority, and it cannot comment on an active investigation. A record low in gun violence. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch and Mayor Adams talked up some new numbers yesterday.
Last month, New York City recorded the fewest shooting incidents and the fewest shooting victims for any July on record. This comes just weeks after we had the safest July 4th weekend for gun violence ever recorded.
Now, Tisch says it is part of a two-year decline in the overall crime rate. Major crimes, including murder, robbery, assault, burglary, and grand larceny, are all down. On the mayoral campaign trail, a high-profile Democrat joined nominee Zohran Mamdani yesterday. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren talked up Mamdani's support for universal child care, and she pointed to the donations that are pouring in for Andrew Cuomo and Mayor Adams' independent bids.
The billionaires are crying tears into their coffee mugs about Zohran's massive victory in New York City to become the Democratic nominee for mayor.
And some Instagram video there. For his part, Adams sharply criticized Mamdani for not attending NYPD funerals before his mayoral bid, asking why he didn't go to services for officers who died in the line of duty during his years in the state assembly. Mamdani, as well as Adams and other leaders, did pay respects to fallen officer Diderol Islam last week after the mass shooting in Midtown. A call for more help for animals in need at a town hall in Staten Island. One mayoral candidate got into the act.
Staten Islanders are speaking up about animals in need throughout the borough and the lack of resources they say are available.
We need a more clear-cut department to handle animal cruelty and animal neglect cases.
Taryn Vivolo from Victory for the Voiceless Animal Rescue says it's happening each day.
And our city is drowning in an overpopulation crisis, and animal abuse is skyrocketing.
Republican mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa at the town hall speaking up about how he plans to crack down on animal abuse and neglect.
We're going to have an animal welfare task force housed right in City Hall that will do a rapid response to any reports of animal abuse.
Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Duncan Hills.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark.
Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Swimmers are hoping for a normal day at Rockaway Beach today after a shark scare yesterday. So they were forced out of the water for about an hour after three shark sightings. Authorities used drones to confirm them. Beach stayed open while folks waited to get back in the water. And after about an hour, it did. The shark sighting protocol calls for a one-hour shutdown within about a mile of each direction of where the sighting happened. There were several shark shutdowns at Rockaway Beach last month, including one on July 4th. Now, while shark sightings do happen a lot, attacks are rare. Last year, there were 28 bites across the entire country and one death. Still, a juvenile sand tiger shark did bite a woman in the waters off Jones Beach. In June, she survived. Many more New Yorkers will soon be able to go to their neighborhood library on Sundays. 11 additional branches across the Brooklyn, Queens, and New York public library systems will start offering Sunday hours next month. Brooklyn Public Library's Fritzi Bodenheimer tells 1010 Winds.
Libraries aren't just about books anymore, right? People come to us for homework help, to use our Wi-Fi, to get warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And this is just a way to meet the needs of our neighbors and communities.
Additional hours are possible because City Council added $2 million to the budget for weekend access on top of a $15 million increase in the budget. The Sunday hours start on September 7th. So IHOP wanted to get some online love for their new pancakes, and it sure looks like they did it, with crowds coming out to try them on 14th Street.
To say they were selling like hotcakes would be an understatement. IHOP culinary manager Robert Starstead topped a stack of buttermilk pancakes with pistachio cream, kataifi, and hazelnut.
Put the it over the top. We put actual Dubai chocolate bars on top of it, covered in 24-karat edible gold.
Thus the $130 price tag, which the first 25 in line got to try for free. It was definitely not breakfast, more like dessert.
I got to tell you, that is really, really good. Not gonna lie. That's amazing.
The limited time offer aimed at getting people in the door amid slumping sales. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on East 14th Street.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.